I have a question about that I think you'll be able to speak to, and that's on the regulation of banks. So the recent banking regulations have had a big impact. At least in Montana, we've noticed it with a lot of the small rural banks being affected, trying to keep up with these regulations, trying to maintain enough assets to offset these loans. Is this something that you've seen nationally? Is it something that you see in the Midwest? What do you think about sort of the rural lending landscape if the current banking regulations were to sort of hold?
So it's an area that I haven't researched directly as much. So a lot of this will be things that I've been reading from others and hope to be able to look at more. Obviously, the pressure is that a lot of lending to agriculture comes from sort of community bankers or small and regional banks. There is a significant portion that's at major national banks. But I know that the complaint about regulation often from the community bankers is that they don't have the staffing needs to meet all of those. But a lot of those regulations are also designed to make sure that lenders are careful. This is a time when people are extending credit into agriculture are doing so carefully, right? So we've seen this downturn. We've seen the reduction of working capital. And so, this is the year where you have to have your financial statements in order. You have to have sort of a vision and a direct plan for how you're going to market and how you're going to produce. And so those things are somewhat compatible, but it is – the regulatory burden is something we have to be conscious of. And there is some places where we've seen smaller banks and larger banks are treated a little bit differently in terms of how they're expected to evaluate their portfolio.
Following up on that, one of the, I guess, concerns with regulation and quote-unquote over-regulation is that the smaller banks they can't find staff to deal with the regulations and to come up with the paperwork. And so what happens down is either those banks close down or they merge with larger banks. And so one of the concerns that I've heard is, well, look, the rural lending landscape is changing and farmers are losing the local banks. And so they don't have opportunities to get credit from the banks that they were used to. And so the concern is that these regulations are going to really decrease the number of opportunities for farmers to get credit. Have you seen any evidence so far? Banks have exited the rural market, but has that impacted farmers' ability to get credit?
Well, so in the state of Illinois, we were one of the last states, I think maybe possibly the last state to sort of liberalize branching laws and sort of how banks can be bank mergers occur within the state borders. And so in Illinois, we have a very robust community banking infrastructure. And so it's not uncommon to see the community banks will have a farm manager on staff, will have a dedicated agricultural loan officer or two. And so we don't see the issues as much as what I've heard from other parts of the country. So particularly as you get into the Great Plains and other parts of the United States is where we hear more issues about credit access. So the House Ag Committee has had a recent hearing about agricultural credit. And most of the people there that expressed, extreme concerns were from the Southeast, were from the Plains states. It's a problem that I've heard a lot of, but haven't experienced directly because of, the market where I do most of my research.